This is Radio 4. We present Tom Menard and Anthea Askey in Wrinkles.
You will not believe, honestly, you will not believe what's been going on here at the old folks' home. Last night was, well, unbelievable. It was early evening, and I was thinking of nipping down the pub. I say thinking, because it was Thursday, the day before payday, and I was broke. Very unusual for me. I mean, normally, I'm broke by Tuesday. My bank manager, lovely bloke. Oh, you'd like him. Always writing to me saying, we've got a problem. We're overdrawn. What are we going to do about it? I wrote back to him. I said, look, it's our fault, mate. We shouldn't have lent us any money in the first place. Should we? Anyway, that's by the by. It was after supper, and I was in the kitchen with Mrs. S. And fed up.
Mm.
You're not listening to me, are you?
Mm.
My nose fell off today. I see Winston and Mr. Pettigrew have decided to get married. I think I might saw off one of my legs and use it as a cricket bat. What do you think?
Mm.
Good book, is it?
Mm.
I like people who read. They always have something interesting to talk about.
Tom, I'm trying to read.
I know. I can see your lips moving. Dick and Dora go camping. I've read that. It's a good one.
It's called The Blossom of Love, and it's very good, so shut up.
What's it about?
What?
What's it about?
Oh, it's about this pilot who gets disfigured in the war and falls in love with this blind peasant girl who hides him from the Nazis. Then she gets her sight back and he doesn't think she loves him, so he kills himself.
I love a good laugh.
Why don't you go down the pub for a pint?
It's Thursday, isn't it? I'm broke.
Well, I'm not lending you any more.
Don't want it. I've got me pride. I'm not the sort of bloke to go down on my bended knee and beg for a measly couple of quid. But if I did, would it make any difference?
Tom, you owe money to everyone.
Not true. Winston owes me a fiver.
Why don't you ask him for it?
Well, chances of him remembering it are not very good. I mean, it was last week.
Winston, he seems to be getting more and more absent-minded. He started getting up at 3 a.m, banging on my door for breakfast. He has lunch about 9, and he's back in bed by the middle of the afternoon.
He's happy enough. He's just in a different time zone, that's all. Forgot to put his clock back the last few years. He's now on Winston Standard Time.
He was shouting at the paper boy this morning for being late. Says he doesn't want his morning papers in the middle of the afternoon. And then he was complaining that he doesn't get his evening papers till after he's gone to bed.
He's doing no harm, is he? Of
course not.
He's great, Winston.
Why don't you go for a pint with Mr. Pettigrew?
He's been banned again.
He's what?
Dancing on the tables. He's always doing it. One pint of cider, he thinks he's Fred Astaire.
Make a cup of tea, love.
No.
I suppose I'd better do it then.
Good idea. Douglas looked up from the smouldering wreckage of his pocket and found himself gazing into the most beautiful pair of honeydew eyes he had ever seen. I must be in heaven, he thought, for she is truly an angel. Yeah.
Oh, put that down.
How can you read this rubbish?
It's better than a good beer guide.
It's not as good a plot. I'm fed up.
Well, do something.
I am. I'm annoying you. I fancied being a pilot once.
You? I never imagined you having any ambitions.
Come off it. I had me dreams of fame and glory. Did a bit of boxing when I was young.
You?
Yeah, me. I was a good prospect. Middleweight. It was the road out for us, that and football. Good left hook. Nice right jab. Quick on me feet. Bobbing and weaving. Good long reach. Oh, yeah. I was a natural.
What happened?
I kept getting beaten to a pulp. I don't know what went wrong, really. I had the build and the punch. Everyone was always telling me. It was only me natural cowardice what held me back.
I never know whether to believe you.
Didn't you never have no dreams?
Nah, nothing serious. At one time, I quite fancied being Veronica Lake.
Yeah, trouble was, Veronica Lake beat you to it. She sort of had the monopoly on being Veronica Lake.
Her or Maureen O'Sullivan being carted off through the jungle by Tarzan. Ooh, I quite fancied that.
Tarzan? Blimey. I wonder what he's doing now. Must be pushing 70. He'll have had to take that monkey down the vets ages ago.
Why are you always so cynical? It's not fair to talk about him when he's not around to answer your back. Anyway, from what I've heard of your ex-missus, you'd have been better off with the monkey.
I'm first to admit it. In fact, if I'd had the choice on the day, there wouldn't have been a moment's hesitation. I've never seen a man in such a hurry to give away the bride. She never looked lovelier than she did on the wedding day. It was all the vicar could do to hold down his breakfast.
Where did you meet her?
At the gym, when I was boxing. She knocked me out in the third.
No, really?
Really?
There's no talking to you.
What's the time?
10.
I wonder if Winston's up yet. See if I can get that fiver off him before last orders.
Come on, Lewis. There's a queue out here. Some of us want to get to bed.
I'm just cleaning my teeth.
Oh, God, he's so loud, isn't he?
Correct. Absolutely 100% correctly correct. He is loud.
You heard him snoring. It's like they got the builders in next door.
No, he's a snoring snorer. Definitely a snorer, is Lewis.
I haven't slept for 3 nights. It's really getting on my nerves.
Oh, I can sleep through it. No trouble for me, that. Snoring. Doesn't bother me.
No, because you're too busy sleepwalking. Pottering around in that silly white nightgown and that funny hat, you look like the ghost of Christmas past.
Sorry. I'm very sorry about that. I can't help it.
4 o'clock this morning, you was in my room dreaming you were Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar? What's that?
Just dozing off, I was. And you come in screaming, bring me his head on a plate.
I'm extremely sorry, Arnold. Extremely sorry. I didn't disturb you, did I?
Of course you disturbed me. You try and get your head down with some lunatic shouting, throw him to the lions. You try sleeping through that. Come on, Lewis.
Just cleaning the teeth.
You're spending a long time cleaning your teeth.
Yes, I've dropped them on the floor.
I hope he hurries up. I want to get to bed. I'm tired out, me.
You're tired? Between you and your Julius Caesar and Foghorn Nose in there, you're killing me.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, blimey, then there's him.
Weather's not picked up, has he? Still overcast? Not seen much of a summer this year, have we?
Well, not those of us who get up in the middle of the night.
Morning, Winston.
Morning, Mr. Beep.
What are you on about morning?
Well, you don't like to, do you? I mean, how can you tell him he's living 12 hours ahead of everybody else?
Who's in the bathroom?
Lewis.
Up early, isn't he?
He's up to bed.
Strange chap, that Lewis. Good Lord, you missed the best of the day.
How's your dog, Winston? How's he coping, like, with the... With the things, like, you know, being as they are, like.
I don't know. He seems to have lost all his energy. Frisky when I'm in bed, scratching at the door, trying to get out. And when I get up, the poor little blight is exhausted. Take him out for his morning walk, and I have to drag him round the garden.
I expect he wants feeding in the middle of the night, and all.
Yes, strange. Arnold, have you noticed how there seems to be... fewer people about these days. Take yesterday. Apart from when I got up and when I was going to bed, I don't think I saw a soul all day.
Right, that's all news.
About time, too. Here, you want to take a couple of wads of toilet paper to bung up your nose?
What's the matter with him? He's always complaining about something.
He's a bit touchy. He hasn't slept for 3 nights. Don't worry about it.
Right, I'm off. Good night.
Good morning, Lewis.
Oh, well, eh? Oh, well. Well, well, well. Well. Well, 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 well. Ah, well. Nice weather.
Nice weather? It's as black as coal.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant. Nicely black. Nice black weather.
I think it's these astronauts. Sun doesn't come out until late in the evening now.
Yeah, yeah, spot on, correct. So, now, what are you going to do tonight? Today. This morning, you know, at 10:30 in the evening.
Thought I'd catch up with some of this new early morning television they started. Some terrific stuff on at breakfast time. Midnight movie, they call it. Heaven knows why.
Hurry up there, Arnold. Don't want to miss breakfast, do we? At 10:30 at night.
And yet all the late night shows seem so immature. It's as if they were made for children. I mean, Uncle Harry's Happy Hour? Not what I'd call adult entertainment.
Correct. Correct. You get some quite good programs. Oh, what would it be in your time? About 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's no good. I can't afford to wait up to when. Good Lord. I don't know what these television people are thinking of.
All yours, Mr. Pete.
Oh, thank goodness. Righto. Superlative.
Do you want to see the ears in that plug-hole? It's like someone's been washing a dog in the sink.
Good Lord, no. What kind of fool would want to do that?
Hang on. Can you hear that?
What?
Lewis. He started. He's halfway down that corridor. That's 5 doors away. And my room's opposite his. It's like living next door to an airport.
Goodness sake, wake up. Come on, lad. Pick your feet up. Let's step out a little. I'm not taking any of your nonsense. Come along. Damn this weather. Never seen it so black.
Winston, I've been looking for you.
Morning, Tom.
Oh. Oh, morning, is it? Oh, blimey.
Awful weather, isn't it?
Terrible for the time of day.
I see we've got this damn beef hot pot on again for breakfast. Now, listen, Tom, could you have a word with that woman?
Oh, Mrs. A?
Tell her I'm sick and tired of having heavy meat dishes for breakfast and cornflakes for supper. That's just not on.
I'll mention it. Listen. Remember you borrowed a fiver off me?
No. Oh, yes, yes. Good grief, Tom. Completely slipped my mind. Now, where's my wallet?
You're wearing it on your head.
That's strange, isn't it? Oh, blast. Oh, I put my hat in my pocket. It's all crushed. Anyway, a fiver, you say?
Well, there's no rush. It's just a fancy nipping down the pub.
Crikey. You're a bit keen, Tom. First thing in the morning. A fiver, eh? There you go, sir.
Oh, thanks a lot, Winston. You're a gent.
That's a straight thing, Tom. You'll forgive me. I keep on forgetting things. Silly things.
Oh, don't apologise.
Anyway, I'll give you that fiver now, shall I?
Winston, you've just given it me.
One, two, three, four, five. There you go. Stick it in your top pocket.
No, listen, I can't.
Hey, doing money, Tom. Always have. Lose good friends that way.
Yeah, I know. Look at me and my bank manager.
Didn't know you were ever friends with your bank manager.
Oh, well, I've always owed him money.
Bad habit to get into. So tell me, how much do I owe you?
Well, it was a five.
Blast. I've only got tens.
Thought bubble. Let's have a bit of fun. I've got change. Five ones, do you?
First class, Tom. There's your ten.
And there's your five.
Never a borrower or a lender be. That's my motto, Tom. So listen, let me pay you this £5 back and we'll be straight. Five ones, do you?
Lovely.
One, two, three, four, five.
Yeah.
Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. There you go, Tom. £5.
Pleasure lending you money.
Pleasure borrowing it. But there comes a time when you have to pay it back. How much was it? 50? 50, was it?
No, 500.
That's right. What? 500?
5,000.
Oh, 5,000. I thought you said 500. 5,000, eh? That's a lot of money.
Not off.
£5,000? That's an awful lot of money to owe.
Terrible lot.
So, Tom, when are you going to pay me back?
Pardon?
This £50,000? Any chance today?
Tell you what. Here's 30. It's all I've got on me. I'll give you the rest tomorrow.
Fair enough, Tom. Good morning.
Thought bubble. Well, I deserved it. You still up? Haven't you finished that yet?
I thought you were going for a drink.
Oh, fat chance.
Didn't you get that money off Winston?
You're kidding. He gave me my fiver back six times, and somehow I ended up owing him 49,000 and odd.
What?
Oh, don't ask me. Well, I reckon it's an early night. Roll on payday. How's Douglas and his smouldering cockpit?
Well, he's killed himself, she's found out, and she's killed herself.
Who's left?
Tabitha, their love child.
Oh, blimey. The blossom of love.
Wouldn't do you any harm to take up reading.
What you on about? I read regular.
I'm not talking about the price list of the flying horse. I mean proper books. What was the last book you read?
Biggles Flies West.
Thought so.
Lord, no. Read it twice. I don't like these ones with small print and no drawings.
Tom, you've got to help me.
Arnold, what's up?
I just can't handle it.
Handle what?
It's him, Lewis. He's tried to kill me. He won't stop snoring. Goes right through me, right through my head. I'm at the end of my rope, and I'm not kidding. 3 days of it. 3 days without sleep. I'm exhausted, man. I'm exhausted.
Have you tried banging on the wall?
Banging on the wall? I've tried banging on his head. Doesn't do no good. What am I going to do? I think I'm going to have to saw his nose off.
All right, I'll come across with you.
Here. Is that the blossom of love, Mrs. A?
Yeah. Have you read it?
Have you got to the bit where Tabitha kills herself?
Oh, what? No.
I could have told you that. What are you doing reading the blossom of love?
Blimey. What else have I got to do at night? There. Now you try sleeping through that.
Blimey, it sounds as if he's got a lion in there.
Well, if he has, I bet that's not getting no kip neither.
Have you tried holding his nose?
I've tried holding his head between his knees. I've tried rolling his nose round in the palm of my hand. I've tried hitting him on the head with a wooden spoon. And he's still sleeping like a log. He's snoring that loud. I don't understand how he doesn't wake himself up. He's inhuman.
Oh, it's vile.
Look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. You could store watermelons in them bags.
Well, I don't know what to do.
How about sawing his head off?
Well, let's leave that for the last, shall we?
Friends, Romans, lend me your ears.
Oh, blimey, he's at it again, is he?
It's wearing me into the ground, this.
What manner of man is that, that doth not bow before the mighty Caesar, emperor of all Rome?
Hail Caesar!
Hail Caesar!
Kiss my feet, you jerk!
You've had that, mate.
You insolent cur! You! Bring me his head on a plate!
Tom, please, let me throttle him. Just a bit, just for a short while.
I may yet spur your lives. Then again, I may not.
Would you like to get back to bed now, Caesar?
Tell me, peasant, what is that infernal din yonder? Methinks it is the imperial lions. Perhaps we should feed them a Christian or two. Tell me, are you C of E?
Why don't we just toss a bucket of water over him?
It's dangerous waking up sleepwalkers.
Yeah.
That snoring, your Imperial Majesty, is your loyal subject, Louis.
Executing!
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Silence, sir! You cursed snorer! Before I have your snore removed.
Afternoon, Pettigrew.
Who is this stranger? Who carries his money bag on top of his head?
Oh, blast, I've done it again.
He's sleepwalking, Winston. Don't wake him.
He thinks he's Julius Caesar.
Correct. Julius Caesar. Absolutely 100% correct. Spot on. Correct. Correctus. Correcti. Correctum. News correctorum. News correctores.
What a strange chap. Thinks he's Julius Caesar, eh?
You should have seen him when he thought he was God of Philemore.
Life be confused. He goes with your hand. You certainly know the right things to learn.
Oh, you started him off on that now.
Let's get them off to bed.
Get him off to bed? It's not even tea time yet. What's all this noise? Some of us are trying to sleep, you know. Can we have a bit of quiet, please?
You cheeky blighter. One day, you're going to blow your head off with one of them snores.
Blimey, matron. Sorry about the noise. Don't worry, everything's under control.
Way down south in Birmingham, I mean to me, to me, I mean way down south in Alabama, there's a place I
now
know,
it's the Andrews Center.
I know what you're doing, but it's not his business. It won't be up. Some of us are trying to sleep.
And he sold them on to the dunes.
I'm fed up.
Going
back to the dunes.
Do you do request?
Only,
there's this ink box number that we...
Come on, Louis, is a queue out here?
I'm just cleaning my teeth!
What a night. I'm shattered.
That's four nights now. I think I'm going to cry.
I wish he'd hurry up with the late for breakfast.
Hail Caesar.
You what?
Kiss my feet, you dog.
You what? What are you on about?
Bring me his head on a plate.
Oh, I was Julius Caesar again last night, was I?
And Dorothy L'Amour.
And Bing Crosby.
And the Andrews sisters.
And you had a real good go at being the ink spots.
I hope I didn't disturb anybody.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was lovely.
Is there any point in saying I'm sorry?
Nope.
Well, I won't say it then, eh?
Come on, Lewis. We'll be late for breakfast.
And you slice me instead of underhand to your other hand. That's not a bit funny.
Beautiful night, isn't it? The sun's come up again.
I don't know why I'm getting up. I should be going back to bed.
Come on, General. Come on. No point in being frisky now, at this time of night.
Are you joining the queue for the bathroom, Winston?
No. I had a wash downstairs, Tom. I'm off to bed now. I'll say good night then.
Morning, Winston.
You have been listening to Wrinkles, starring Tom Menard and Anthea Askey, with Ballard Barclay as Winston, David Ross as Mr. Pettigrew, Gordon Selkild as Arnold, and Nick Maloney as Lewis. Wrinkles is written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor, and produced in Manchester by Mike Craig.